Hey, my friends, it is time for the Morning Mindset. If you were not looking for the Morning Mindset, but that's what you happen to be listening to, hey, please hang around. I believe you're here for a reason. God is using this podcast to help us all get our minds aligned with the truth of His Word every single day. That's what we'll be doing today, looking at Romans chapter 12 in your Bible, verse number 18. Now, friends, have you ever heard someone say that someone else is keeping the peace? There's a lot of different things that could go into that. We're very familiar with the phrase. Sometimes it means the person's just not making any waves because they don't want conflict. Sometimes it could be used in referring to an officer of the peace, someone who actually, through the authority of the law, is keeping literal peace in a neighborhood or in a town. Well, today we're going to be talking about our responsibility as followers of Jesus to keep the peace. We're going to get into it in just a moment. But before we do, I want to remind you, coming up on Friday is our Pray Together episode. You are able to submit your prayer requests for tens of thousands of people to be listening to and praying for. Now, if you could use that kind of support and help, please go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer and leave your request for us so that we can pray for you. You'll find that URL in the description of this episode as well. Okay, friends, we're going to look at Romans 12, 18. And before we do, we're going to ask our God to guide us and help us as we dig into His Word. Lord God, I know each of us longs for peace. We want our lives to be peaceful. We want the conflicts and tension and turmoil to cease. Lord, show us our responsibility in it. We ask you to show us and to apply this truth to our lives in Jesus' name. Okay, friends, Romans chapter 12, verse 18. The Apostle Paul writes, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." Now, I love how the Bible is practical, how the Bible is true to life. You see, there's nothing about the commands of Scripture that don't take into account the reality of how it is to live in a fallen world. Notice how Paul says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. You see, he's admitting sometimes it is not possible to live peaceably with some people. Now, why might that be? Well, maybe they are a violent person. Maybe they're an abusive person, and your only hope of living peaceably with them is not to live with them at all. You've got to get out of the circumstance if you're to have any peace. Sometimes the person is just an argumentative person. They just like to pick fights, verbally speaking. And they're always going to be causing some sort of grief or strife or contention. Again, the way to live peaceably with that person may not be to live with that person. You've got to figure out a way to extricate yourself from that circumstance. But the point I'm making right now is that Paul is a realist. He understands it's not always possible to live at peace with some people. But he does say, so far as it depends on you, you should live peaceably with all. Now, what is he really saying when he uses those words? Well, I hear him pointing a finger at me and saying, you as a follower of Jesus should not be the one who is causing things to be unpeaceable. If that's even a word, I think I just made it up. Do you get the point? Paul's saying, believers in Christ, you should not be the ones out there stirring up dissension and conflict and turmoil and all of the salacious stuff that you hear in the world these days. That should not be Christians who are doing that. Christians are to live wisely, peaceful in this world. Our calling is to be peacemakers, just like Jesus was a peacemaker. Now, maybe that's a new thought for you, that the Jesus who we follow is a peacemaker himself. He came to make peace between us and God the Father, who is angry at us because of our sin. And Jesus stepped between us and the anger of God, and he made a way for peace to be brought between us. You've heard the term reconciliation. That's what that term is all about. He's reconciling us to God by making peace through the blood of his cross. And so, friends, may I encourage you today, as far as it depends on you. Live peaceably with all people. Don't be the one who's stirring up trouble. Don't be the one who's stirring the pot of contention. You be the peacemaker and the one who is never said to be a source of conflict. It's through this kind of living, this kind of behavior, others are going to see the difference Jesus makes in human lives. Our Lord Jesus, we thank you for being our peacemaker. If you didn't make peace between us and God, we would have no hope. We would have no means by which we could then pursue peace with others. We ask you to help us reflect you well in this way, to be peacemakers and to live wisely in the way we interact with others. Hey friends, before you sign off for this episode, can I remind you about a couple of things? The first and the most important is that if you would like to become a follower of Jesus Christ, to really make Jesus Lord of your life, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. You'll find that link in the description for this episode. Also, remember what I mentioned at the beginning, that we have an upcoming Pray Together episode. If you have a request or a praise you would like to share with the Morning Mindset family, you can do so using your name or anonymously. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer. You'll find that link in the description for this episode.
Know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.